Review: Immortals of Meluha by Amish Tripathi. The first of Shiva trilogy, Immortals of Meluha, is based on the belief that perhaps the actions, deeds and karma are the only determining factors to metamorphose an ordinary man to a godlike figure or god. Amish Tripathi in his book attempts to humanize the Hindu infinite Mahadev, the god of gods and the destroyer of evil, with philosophy as its underlying thesis and with a refreshing take on mythology, but wavers in the characterization of the protagonist itself and digresses from the related theories. The story is set in Meluha, a nearly perfect land of Suryavanshis, which is at war over their sacred river Sarasvati with the baleful and savage Chandravanshis, who have a secret alliance with cursed and disfigured group called Nagas, masters of martial arts. Shiva, a young Tibetan tribal, arrives in Meluha soon to discover that he is the legendary Nilkant, who is envisaged to be their savior. Hauled suddenly to his destiny by duty as well as by love and expectations, Shiva resolves to lead the Suryavanshi retaliation. The story is neither very fluent nor gripping, and it's more indicative of a Hindi movie script with very filmy characters, with an oversimplistic plot and cheesy dialogues. It trips forward without any amazement or twist that you cannot pick well before. Shiva smokes for serenity, dances for fun, and is filled with young lust. He falls in love with Sati immediately, trails behind her, and does all frivolous things to impress her. This pulp hero come rockstar image of Shiva feels extremely jarring and cliché. Excessive use of words, expletives, yes, idiot included, in his dialogue to make Shiva look human sounded inappropriate. Yet rather, it is Shiva's insecurities and inner conflicts that actually make the readers feel that he is human.